What was it that brought you and Paul together? Why did
Well,
you
we
become so
were
alike?
a few years apart in school, and yet Paul was so curious about different things. He was always trying to figure out what could the computer do. And I was very good at math. I'd, you know, gotten the best scores in the school, and he thought, well, maybe this kid'll help him explore it. And so we read a lot of books together, and we talked about this microprocessor, the miracle of the computer on a chip. And that's what got us thinking, wow, we should really be involved in this. And we understood the software piece better than the companies like Intel that were making the chips. And so we saw how those two could come together in a way that really no one else did.
What engaged you most about the idea of making programs? Was it the business side, i.e. making money, or was it actually the coding?
Well, the business side always seemed pretty simple to me. You know, if you make great software, you can figure out a way to get it out there and get people to buy it.
Yeah.
And so the thing that grabbed us and really made us sit there 12 hours a day was the fascination of how far could we go? You know, could we make a tool that we would love to use, that we would use to create documents and presentations and to communicate with? And that's always been the part I've loved, and I've always tried to make sure I spend as much of my time with the engineers as possible.
How much computing did you do whilst you were at Harvard?
Well, I played around with computers, but I didn't want to take any of the computer courses there because I felt I'd already learned all that stuff. In fact, I signed up for one, you know, third-level graduate course, and, you know, I sat down and thought, hey, I already know all this stuff. So I was a bit cocky about the computer things. I thought pure mathematics was what was really the cool thing. And it was a big challenge for me because there were so many smart people there in mathematics. And it was during that time at Harvard that I thought, wow, you know, this one area where my skills really are world class and there's a chance to make a big difference. In this math area, the chance that, you know, I would just be a professor off my own room and maybe may or may not advance math in a way that would really make a difference. I thought, well, there's quite a contrast here. Maybe this stuff I thought was so simple is what I really should push to its limits.
Were you as high up the league table on maths in Harvard as you were at school?
At Harvard, the first year, you go into a class which has about 100 people, all of whom have had perfect scores on their math tests. The U.S. has a thing called the SAT test. Everybody had an 800, which is the perfect score. And everyone's been the best at their school. And, you know, this is a class of 100 people, so it's kind of intimidating. Some friends and I did pretty well. I was the third in the class. My friend was the best. And then we took an exam, which is nationwide, which I was in the top 100, but not the top. And you know, so I loved math, and I thought, boy, I can do it really well. But compared to the computer thing, it wasn't quite the same because I had been thinking about computers day and night since age 13. And in some ways, the thing that you're obsessed with, you know, that's, you know, Bobby Fischer at chess or great scientists, great musicians. That's where you're world class.